Welcome to PDX Pop Now Radio here on Portland Radio Project. Tonight, we are talking to James Bookert of San Gabriel. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, here is their song released back in January. It's called Over My Shoulder. Listening to PDX Pop Now Radio here on Portland Radio Project. Alrighty, welcome back. And we're talking to James, who releases music under the name San Gabriel. Welcome.
That is correct. Thank you for having me.
Sure, absolutely. So we just heard your song Over My Shoulder.
Yes.
Which you released back in January?
Yeah, January 19th.
Okay.
That's the release date.
Cool. That's a great tune.
Thank you.
So you moved here from Austin in, was it during the pandemic?
No, I started splitting my time about last year. I spent a couple months here, January and February, and then just came up. I got here officially about maybe a month ago. So I'm officially here. I was splitting my time between, and then just kind of after South By, I was like, you know what, it's time to leave. And now I'm here officially.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So what made you say Portland is the place I want to be?
I grew up in Tacoma, and I've always been pretty partial to the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
I love the rain. I love the forest. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of time to leave Austin. My girlfriend's in school here, and she loves it, and mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm within walking distance of here, and it's just kind of perfect. Like,
oh, awesome.
It's nice.
Very cool. All right. So you have a brand new single. It's called Life in the Past Lane.
It is, yes.
And what can you tell us about this?
I wrote this thing. So I was in Austin. We'll go back a little bit. For a couple years, I was a banjo player in a punk rock bluegrass band. We were called Whiskey Shivers.
That sounds is that in Austin?
It was an Austin thing, but we toured everywhere. We were in a movie called Pitch Perfect. And so we got to touring a bunch. We went to 49 states. We were touring the UK, Europe, and then the pandemic hit, and that all got canceled.
Right.
So I started working in a liquor store of like a family friend. They needed someone to fill in. And the first day I took my banjo and was just like, I'm just going to play and post something on the internet. And if they were like, don't do that, I'll be like, well, this job is not for me. So they ended up reposting it. They were pumped. And so it just kind of got out of hand. And so pandemic hits, all the tours are canceled. The liquor store is still open. And I'm just writing and recording in this liquor store. And I got a laptop and kind of got into like using Ableton and writing songs. And
okay.
I would stay after shifts and record vocals, or I'd go in on Sunday when it was closed. And this is one of those songs. I probably wrote about two albums worth of material.
Oh, wow.
And both what we just heard, Over My Shoulder and Life in the Past Lane, are among those.
Okay. Yeah. Are you planning to release just a bunch of a series of singles, or are you...
I think so.
Do you have like an EP or an album?
I have it in my mind. Mm-hmm. I have it sequenced and everything. It's about 12 songs. Yeah. Which is maybe four too many, I'm not sure yet. But currently I'm just releasing singles and just kind of navigating that. It's new to me, you know. Being a side guy is different.
Right.
But being at the head of something, I just recorded this stuff and I'm like, well, I guess I better figure out how to release
it now. With it. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, we're very glad that you did. All right, so let's take a listen to this new single of yours. It just came out Friday,
yes.
Right? All right, so... Here is San Gabriel and Life in the Past Lane.
back.
Yes, we are back. Past lane.
Life in the past lane.
Yes.
That's right.
I keep got the Eagles stuck in my head.
We all have the Eagles stuck in our heads.
For better or for worse. So, this is a cool tune, man.
Thank you.
I dig it. So when you know, being more of a non-synth player in the other project that you mentioned, was it weird going to like an all electronic, very dance oriented kind of?
Yeah, I'm an 80s baby, so I grew up listening to that stuff. And I still love old bluegrass, even new bluegrass, but it was all so novel to me. Like, I kind of just got a synthesizer and was like, what's this button do?
It's
just like, okay, cool. That's a sound. And
right.
I just went from there. Learning to play it live was definitely a struggle. It was a lot, but kind of got to where I was doing that enough, and now I enjoy it. But it was like a whole new world. It was really nice to do because it was completely open to me. I could just write whatever. There's a part of that song that kind of sounds like an Enya song.
Okay.
And I had learned how to pitch my voice, and I was like, can I do that? And I was like, wait, yeah, I can do whatever
I want. You can do whatever you want.
This is my project. It was really nice. It's really wide open. And
Okay, that's cool.
Feels very free.
So then who were your influences, I guess, and maybe synth heroes?
From
that end of things?
So I grew up, my first concert was Michael Jackson.
Okay.
That was 80s stuff, Phil Collins, Cyndi Lauper. But more recently, on like our last Europe tour before that stuff got canceled, I was listening to like a lot of Goth Babe and Vlad Holiday, and what else was I listening to? Husbands, Lo Hum, who I just saw a couple days ago. I think that's about it, which is cool because I got to do a tour with Goth Babe, which was awesome.
That's cool.
But yeah, I've listened to a ton of music. It really is from like anywhere from like old blues like Sun House to like the newest Goth Babe record that came out, or you know.
Okay.
Listen to a lot of music.
And so your music ideas, do you find yourself just getting lyric ideas and jotting them down first or more? Or do you get like a little tune stuck in your head and you're like, oh,
It's kind of everything. I think one of the funnest parts of the project has been learning my process. I used to write a song a year, and then I kind of got really into Ableton. I would just make something every day, no matter what it was, and it didn't have to be good.
Sure.
Kind of learned how to not judge myself. I think with Life in the Past Lane, I think I had that bass line and then like an arpeggio in the beginning, and it just started as like an instrumental. But sometimes like I did a song called Tape Machine, and it was the bass line, and then I just had a phrase like, we stand eye to eye, and we stand eye to eye, and the rhythm of it kind of dictated the melody. And then usually if I have a good idea, I'll set a timer for 30 minutes. And I'll be like, this has to be done in 30 minutes. Like that. I'll be at 23 minutes and be like, James, you need a chorus. You got 7 minutes. Let's go. And then.
So when you said you used to write a song about once a year or whatever.
I'd finish it.
And then you started forcing yourself. And then did you find that after you started forcing yourself to do this every day, it started to come easier?
Totally. Yes. I'm like a pretty shy person, and sharing music was really difficult. And part of the thing when I started working at the liquor store, I was like, if I'm going to work here, then I have to just put my music on the internet, no matter what it is. And I think I don't care less, but I'm less precious about things. Like I used to be like, I can't write a bad song. And now I've written hundreds of bad songs. They're in a vault somewhere. And it's just like, you'll never see them, hopefully, or hear them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had to learn to stop judging myself in the process of doing it.
Do you feel like those could be, I guess, at the very least, decent songs, and maybe you're hard on yourself? Or
yes.
I mean, your girlfriend heard them and she'd be like, James, you're crazy. Like, that song's like pretty decent.
She's pretty
like,
supportive. I know when I have a really good idea, because she'll be like, hey, what's that?
Oh, okay.
And I definitely, like the first song I wrote in the project, I hadn't really found a sound. I was just making stuff. I had like a surf rock song that was kind of cool. I was like, this is neat. And then I was listening to a lot of Magnetic Fields at the time. And I wrote a song that could have been like the 70th love song or whatever. And that was the first thing I did in 30 minutes. And I was like, oh, yeah, I just didn't put any pressure on myself. So it's anywhere from like the worst, most laughably embarrassing stuff to like maybe it's a little too serious and it doesn't fit what I'm doing. Or maybe I'll put it out later. I don't know. But I just had to get like numbers behind me. It's like a muscle kind of.
Okay.
Once I work it out.
Right.
There's less in the way of like when I feel inspired.
Cool. All right. So we're going to take a listen to another song of yours called Castles.
Castles.
What do you want to tell us about Castles?
Oh, let's see. That was pretty early on, and I was writing probably 3 or 4 things a day. I remember I wrote that if you listen to the intro, it has like a really 90s radio sound. Mm-hmm. And I was really big fan of Sugar Ray when I was a kid. And I had written this thing and posted it on Instagram. And my girlfriend's dad messaged me and was like, that's really catchy. And I was like, oh, cool. Like maybe I'll keep this, you know, keep this as part of the song. And I put it out maybe a year and a half ago. And I think it's my best. It's the one that people seem to gravitate to the most.
So far.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, this was the song, I think this is when I decided to leave the band. So if you listen to the lyrics, it sounds like a failed relationship, but it's about the end of being in that band, which is a rough time for old James. But I turned it into something positive, I think.
There you go. Good. All right. Here is San Gabriel with Castles. You're listening to PDX Pop Now Radio here on Portland Radio Project. All right, another great song there from San Gabriel. Digging that. And are you playing anywhere live soon? Are you starting to get that together?
I am. What are my shows? Let's see. I'm in Portland on June 13th, I believe. Is that right?
Okay.
And that is, I'm not sure where that is. If you go to my Instagram, it will be up there. I'm a chronic Instagram user.
Okay.
And I'm in Seattle the 22nd of May at Barboza. I'm just like kind of getting my feet under me.
Okay, cool.
Figuring it out.
Very cool. All right. So people should find you on Instagram. Is it San Gabriel Music?
It's San Gabriel Music, yeah.
Okay.
San Gabriel
Music. And that, and also on Facebook, I think.
I'm on Facebook less so.
Right.
I feel like I got the bandwidth for one app.
Right.
And that app is Instagram and then laughably TikTok. But yeah, mostly, primarily Instagram.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. We love the new single.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And we're going to listen to one more song, Circles, if you want to tell us anything about.
Another epic tale of leaving my band. you ever been in a band? Can I interview you for a second? Have you been in a band before?
Very briefly.
It's like a relationship with four other people, and we're all crazy.
Yeah,
that was another one I
wrote
in the liquor
store. Mine was more like... Yeah, my best friends, who then I also hate at the same time.
Oh, yeah, so it's hard.
You know, in the middle of the night when you're trying to work on something and you're fighting over it.
Yeah, I mean, ours was like, love those dudes, would play 300 shows a year for 10 years together and be like, oh, this dude crashed the van with me in it. A fourth time? It like, was just like, you know, by the time it was time to go, it was time to go. And it did... It took a long time to like find the courage to be a solo guy and leave the band and stuff, but it's kind of about the issues you go through, you know, like this this thing again, like we're circling back to this.
Okay.
So I, you know, it wasn't intentionally about that. It was just I kind of was writing about what I was going through, and yeah, we go around in circles and nothing changes. Yeah, I think we all can relate to that.
Cool. Well, James, thank you so much for coming by the studio and talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
The new single, Life in the Past Lane.
Yes.
And it's out on Bandcamp?
Yeah, Bandcamp, Spotify, Tidal,
all of the,
Apple Music,
all of the
all
streaming.
Of
yeah, yeah,
YouTubes.
Yeah. Cool. All right, let's take into this song, Circles. This is San Gabriel, right here on Portland Radio Project.